my children now.
You think you've got what it takes?
Special episode of Horror in an Hour. I'm Simon.
I'm Mark.
And we're discussing the final five Freddy movies, I think, Mark, are we not? Or am I wrong?
No, we are. We're discussing where we left off from last time, the final five installment of Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. They were so amazingly good.
I'm looking forward to getting this behind us, actually.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I think we need to.
Okay,
it doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better in part six, the final nightmare or something?
Oh, I wish it was the final nightmare.
It's not. It says so in the title.
Well, actually, yeah. Nope, it's not. It's definitely not the final nightmare.
Why are they lying to me, Mark?
Why are they lying to you? I think it's like in the other franchise installment. It's, you know, look at Nightmare on Elm or Friday the 13th, the final chapter, part four. And there was like seven more. So it's
are you
like,
serious? Is four the called the final chapter?
It's called the final chapter, and it wasn't the final chapter.
Well,
so
didn't they go up to 10 or 11?
There were about 10. I think 11 if you count Freddy versus Jason.
Okay, now there's a question. Is that a Jason film or a Freddy film?
I would say, honestly, it's a Freddy film more than it's a Jason film.
So do I.
Yeah. But anyways, you get the point I'm making.
Okay, Freddy 6. Who's in it?
Oh, Freddy's dead. Well, we know who's in it. We got Robert Englund.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Can't have a movie without him.
No, well, okay, of course not. You got Lisa Zane, Leslie Dean, Ricky Dean Logan, Breckenmeyer.
Oh, Breckenmeyer, there you go.
Breckenmeyer makes
that
his appearance.
Fast-paced thespian.
And we actually have Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barr making an appearance.
Big cash, which is big cash, baby. Big
anyways, cash. And just a bunch of other players that we've never heard of before. Sean Greenblatt, no idea who he is.
You know what Brandon Fricker's doing right now? Look, I made money playing with my action figures. Oh my God, really?
That's basically where we're at with this, yeah.
That sucks, man. It just totally sucks. Brandon Fricker making money playing with his action figures.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, so it's like, I don't know, it's hard for me to determine if this movie is worse than part five, but I think that it is.
I think they knew the budget was over. Like, the budgets were decreasing at this point.
Okay.
And, I mean, box office receipts are decreasing at this point. So they're like, okay, we're just going to do this to get it done with. And then we'll put the franchise to bed. And I think that's why the film was made.
Yeah, it has that kind of, like, the plot is just ridiculous, you know, where he's, like, you know, these final kids are, like, a different, this home for, like, you know, troubled kids, and it goes from town to town, and just is kind of, like, really weird, but also it has, it does get into his mythos a little bit.
Well, they have to. They have to wrap it up. So there's not. They think we're not doling out any more to us. So this is it. That's what you're getting.
I did like the scene where it shows him as a human with all the terrible torture devices, you know, in his basement. But it was a short-lived scene that did nothing to erase the rest of the movie from my memory.
Nothing erases this movie. It's just bad.
Yeah. It just doesn't follow. When you see how far Freddy's gone from the first one to this one, it's just really sad.
Well, he's just sad. He's sad Freddy now. Mm-hmm. He needs a cookie. He needs some juice. He needs to be put into bed.
Yeah. I mean, this one is exactly the same as four and five and three. No sense of any kind of really storyline. Just a bunch of creative kills
that
aren't scary.
Well, that's not funny. This is just becoming a creative kill movie. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, a creative kill movie while laughing. I mean,
it's a comedy, though. That's what I mean. It's become from a creepy suspense film to a comedy.
Yeah, and I don't even know what really changed, because if you think of the first one, he cracked a couple of jokes in the first one, but they weren't really jokes. They were more like sinister.
Well, Freddy's become the Joker.
Yeah.
From Batman.
Yeah, like, was it this movie or part five? I can't remember which one had the scene where he crushes the girl in the bug house, and like, it's just ridiculous.
Or when he becomes the comic book character, the kid, I think that's in this one.
Oh yeah, and he shreds him to pieces.
Oh.
I mean, I believe he kills a kid in this movie playing like the Nintendo Power Glove.
He does. He grabs the Power Glove and sucks it in.
Come on.
It's awful.
It's just complete tripe. I'm sorry.
I don't understand how these, I guess I know how the films were made. They made money, but nobody knows why. And they're cheap to make, I think. I think they just cheaped out now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just surprising how many they made, seeing as one was really the only well thought out one.
Correct. And it's an amazing film.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And then the rest of them.
Well, the problem is the Halloween franchise is such a better franchise than this, but doesn't get talked about because Michael Myers' personality is that of an empty wine glass. Uninteresting.
Yeah, well, that him and Jason, those movies endeared because they don't talk and crack jokes.
But I think Jason works a little bit more because he's awesome. I like Jason. He's a nonstop killing machine.
Oh, he's great, yeah.
He just machetes. He doesn't get dead. Move on, next. And they always have a good wraparound story with Jason, usually.
Yeah. I mean, he's a zombie, so it's not really that unrealistic he's still alive, you know?
Correct. Jason can take it and keep on going. He's like the Energizer buddy.
Exactly.
Give him a hatchet, he's good to go.
You got it.
And then they decided, hey, I have a great idea, Mark. Let's bring back Wes Craven. He created the first one. He hasn't done one since.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing, right? He's going to bring back this franchise to glory.
Yeah. he was one of the writers here, but it was not, unfortunately, he didn't bring it back to his glory. He was already dead.
What's the plot of the new nightmare, Mark?
The new nightmare is, I believe, Wes Craven is also the main one involved. But what this movie is about, and yeah, it's directed by Wes Craven, written by Wes Craven solely. It's about they're making a movie on Nightmare on Elm Street, and Freddy somehow comes out of the film and into our reality.
Right. So basically, they took the plot of number two.
The plot of number two with no... I absolutely hate this movie.
So do I.
My friends liked it and thought it was like an interesting creative thing. I didn't find... It basically was like trying a new concept, but then when Freddy does come at the end, even though he's got a trench coat on, which is just ridiculous, he's the same jokes and the same kind of nonsense that's going on before, where he's fighting Nancy or whoever in the dream world, getting, you know, ridiculous special effects, and there's just nothing there.
No, the problem is I think Crazy just took the buck and wrote them some trash.
Yeah, I mean, as a theory, I guess they had an interesting concept, but like, within a movie, and now you're dealing with not Nancy from the first movie, but the actress, Heather Langenkamp's real life in the movie, supposedly. You know, it was an interesting concept. It just didn't work out at all.
And she still looks good.
Yes, she definitely does.
But never really acted again. Like, never did anything of any promise. I guess got stuck in the Scream Queen kind of motif and just sort of stayed there.
Yeah, I see that. I see that she was in Star Trek, one of the new remakes that came out, Into Darkness.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. She played Moto. I don't know who that character is.
I have no idea. Nor do I care.
Yeah. Anyways, just looking online while we're talking.
Oh, okay. So were you excited when this came out? Obviously, you were a Freddy fan.
I wasn't. I was more of a Jason fan, honestly. I got into the Freddy franchise later. But, I thought the concept of this was neat at first. And I remember seeing it like on TV like 10 years ago and thinking it was a lot. That it held up a lot better than it did when I watched it again. Back to back with all the rest of these movies, and like as bad as part two and three are, like honestly, I think they're far superior films to this thing.
Well, which is just no good at all. The thing I do like about this, Craven can direct a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you can see that in here that there was some depth attempted to put into the film.
Yes,
they attempted to give it a story. It didn't work, but there's a definite attempted story here. I thought,
yeah, there was. He kept a lot of the suspense by like making that a lot of bad things happen. It wasn't. Interesting. It's just, I think it would have played out better if like Freddy never came back at all, and it was just all in her head, you know.
I think I'm with you. I think it would have totally worked like that for me.
Yeah, it was just too much.
I totally agree with you. I think they I think leaving Freddy in the dream world is the appropriate thing to do with Freddy.
Right.
He's a dream villain. He's not... If I see Freddy walking down my street... Right. He's,
yeah.
Nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a gloved hand.
And he's got no power in our world. And they kind of showed us that.
Yeah, the creepy thing about him is how he can manipulate the environment to his whim.
But he can't
to kill
you.
In
my world.
You know?
He has to do it in his world. And when you take him out, I think he... He loses that luster, I guess, is for not a better word, either.
No, it's a fine word. I understand what you're saying. I agree with you completely.
He needs to be Freddy. And I mean, Jason needs to be at Crystal Lake. Watching him walk around somebody sits in Crystal Lake, you're like...
Yeah, exactly. You take them out of that realm, and it doesn't work. And every attempt they've made to take Freddy out of Dream World just doesn't work. And we see that again here.
And I also think I have this problem with these films is... Don't the parents ever figure out that somebody's killing the kids? They never get involved.
Yeah, I mean, those are the cool things about it, I guess, is that the kids feel completely alone, and it's isolation. That's what makes it creepy. But I just...
But even the first movie, the parents are involved. She talks to her parents.
Yeah, they just don't believe her, so it's kind of that isolation factor.
But at least there's some chatting. Two, nothing really happens. Like, the parents disappear. Three, disappear. Four, disappear. Five, disappear. Five, I don't even know if we even see them.
Yeah, and every other movie that they're in, they're just written there as, like, needed banter, but they have no depth at all.
Well, I like when Freddy's the school bus driver. I think that was my favorite job he ever had.
Yeah.
It's like every movie, Freddy has to have a job of some kind. He's a school bus driver. No, he's a custodian. No, he's the counselor. No, he's the guy telling you, don't do drugs. You've had too much food, fatso. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, those things. Jeez, that's so bad.
He's like Bozo the Quip Clown. Look at me, I'm Freddy. Look at me. Na, 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 na. He's like on vaudeville.
Yeah, I just...
Maybe
again.
Freddy should have gone to vaudeville, gone back in time in one of these. I'm surprised he didn't do that.
No, he should have. And I don't know how he went from being this creepy guy to a laugh riot in really one movie.
I think in number three, when it really starts to show up a little bit more.
Okay.
That people thought he was funny. People were laughing at him because three made a lot of money.
Yeah. And like a lot of my friends like really like that movie. And I don't understand it. It just doesn't.
Well, because he's funny. And I think the studio goes, hey. He's funny now. Let's make him funny. We'll make some money. Ah, ha, ha.
Yeah, but it's like they're not really horror movies anymore.
Well, that's it. They're horror comedies, and that's what I think I don't want to see in a movie.
No, exactly. When I watched Freddy vs. Jason, you're watching a comedy. You're not watching a...
Okay, do you want to get to Freddy versus Jason, or are we going to do the... Yeah, because that's the next one, right?
That's the next... That's correct.
So
yeah,
let's
correct.
Lead into There's... that. Okay, go ahead. Freddy versus Jason.
Okay, so Freddy versus Jason, you got to... you know what? I'm going to say I think this is a good movie, but not as a horror movie. It's really more comic than anything else, but what happens here in Freddy versus Jason is we have Freddy no longer has... power enough to kill in the real world, and he needs Jason to help instill fear back into the townsfolk of Elm Street here, or Springwood. And he Jason won't stop killing, of course. So they have at it.
Hold on, you're missing the whole problem here.
I'm just defining the plot.
No, the plot is the kids' parents finally woke up and figured out Freddy existed.
That's true. You're right.
And eliminated Freddy, technically. They've eliminated him.
Yeah.
So Freddy has no power because they don't dream anymore. They have a drug that makes them not dream.
They have not dream, and they also sequestered everybody that knew about him. So no one.
Right, and they all hang out. And that's, what's his name? That's Jason Ritter.
Who's Jason Ritter?
Jason Ritter's in this film. You didn't tell us who's in it.
Oh, you're right. We got Robert Englund. We got Ken Kersinger playing Jason Voorhees, Monica Keena, Jason Ritter, who you just mentioned, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, that girl.
Yep. Chris Marquette.
Don't know.
Marquette. Brendan Fletcher.
No.
And a couple other inconsequential.
I think this one of the last two works for the first time in a while.
It works, you know. As it's a decent story. I mean, honestly, the story is believable for what you're given to work with.
Yes, I agree. I actually want to get into this film a little bit more than
do that.
I actually like this film.
Yes.
I like the way it works at the beginning. I like how they set up the characters. I like Kelly Rowlands. I like the white girl, Monica something.
Kina.
I think she does a decent job. I like the whole part at school. I like they break out of the psych ward. I find this film works.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of those elements. And like, for the first time really since part one, it becomes a Creepy Freddy movie in some places where, like, when he kills the Mark character, it's really kind of, like, a bad death and, like, creepy.
Yes.
And he's back, and it was a lot better. It was more of a Freddy movie than we've gotten for any of the other sequels.
Yes. And you know what? I like how he gets pissed off at Jason.
And that's believable. Like I thought that was the funniest of all of them was when Freddy's like laying out this meticulous death scheme to try and kill that that one girl in the cornfield.
Yes.
And Jason kills her not because he was even trying to kill her, but because he was killing the idiot that was trying to rape her.
Yes.
And like he just tosses them aside like a rag doll and just dumb brute.
Freddy goes nuts.
Yeah. And Freddy, that was it. Like, Jason just won't stop.
Well, he's an ultimate killing machine.
I know.
What are you doing? Those are my kills. They're supposed to be fearing me.
But, you know, it's like, it would be funnier, or it would be, like, more of a serious movie if Jason was, like, purposely trying to thwart Freddy, but it's not even like that.
Well, Jason can't. He doesn't think.
He doesn't even care. Yeah, he just does things.
He just kills people for the sake of killing, because that's his job.
Like that scene, I feel like that scene in the cornfield where he just runs amok with what we were all looking for in Jason Takes Manhattan that we never got.
No.
Just him murdering everybody.
And the one thing always a problem with Jason, I'm sure will come up when we do the Jason podcast, Jason's travel. He is fast.
Yeah, that's one of the where he can just walk as fast as or as slow as he wants and he always catches up with you.
You can drive a car, Jason's going to catch you.
Well, that's the horror movie standard.
Well, that's the thing with Freddy. I mean, he finally comes out, and they go back to Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
To take on, they finally figure out, the kids are kind of smart in this one.
Yeah.
They actually get some brain power, finally, and make an effort to stop them. I'm like, hey, this works. I thought the Crystal Lake fight was pretty good.
The Crystal Lake fight was great, and when she brings Freddy out of the dream, and he's still trying to kill her. Then you see the idiot Jason just lumbering towards them.
Doesn't he take off his hand at that point?
No, that not at all. They just, that's later.
Okay, but I mean, that fight scene's great. Everything's on fire. The kids have something to do. Jason has something to do. Freddy has something to do. They're all busy.
Yeah, they're just massacring each other, you know. But if you will notice that no matter where they get hit in this entire movie, it just seems like there's always spurting arteries.
Oh, constant blood. Anything could touch blood.
Yeah, like there's a geyser of blood in everything, in your upper back, in your lower knee. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think that's why this film works. Like we're saying, it just works. I have no complaints about it other than it's a little cheesy. I think, I don't know, maybe some better acting. I don't know. It's solid, but it's just not great, I guess.
Yeah, back to like Monica Keena, like to play the lead girl, like she was okay, but it's like, you know, some of the minor characters are better actors than her.
Well, that's it. She sticks.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just, the movie's just not scary, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm missing. There you go. You got it perfectly. We need more scares.
Yeah, it's just like there's some creepy stuff, but it's more of just a comedy between the two of them fighting.
But I think that's why it works.
That is why it works. It's just hard to do. It's hard to say, like, this is a good horror movie because it's not scary at all during the film.
I just wish the stakes were... Yeah, I think it needs to go... But, I mean, Jason does go to Freddy's world. Freddy does go to Jason's world.
Yeah. A lot of kids get killed in between.
And they're supposed to, though.
Yeah.
But it works. I just finally find one that works. Which I guess at least is to the reboot.
Okay, what do you know about the reboot?
I've seen it. I liked it.
The reboot, I feel like the reboot tried.
It tried, but it was too much of a remake of the first one.
Except, it's a remake of the first one, except, you know, in, you know, mod or in without Robert Englund, which a lot of people just couldn't get around.
Oh, it didn't need Robert Englund. We needed a full change. Robert Englund's getting old.
No, I completely agree. And, like, you know, I think, you know, obviously this is, we can go over the cast fast. You know, we got
Jackie Earle Haley, who I love.
Jackie Earle Haley playing Kruger, yeah. You know, Rooney Mara is in this film. You know,
Kyler.
What's that?
Rooney Mara is in this?
Yeah, she was the main girl.
Holy crap, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Yeah, so. Kyle Gallner, Katie Cassidy, Thomas Decker. So, it's, you know, it's,
see, there's a solid cast. Tommy Decker rocks.
Yeah.
Katie Cassidy's just smoking.
Yeah. And it's, I thought this movie, like, had a lot of, you know, creative sequences. Like, even the opening scene with the kid that gets, you know, killed in the diner where it just looks like he's really killing himself.
Well, that was good.
That was great. And my favorite scene in the entire movie from the cinematography standpoint is the scene where he's like, you know, she's like, they added that extra layer of like, okay, so even if they stay awake constantly, they can have these little micro naps that happen.
Well, everybody has one.
Yeah. So it's like that scene where she's in the grocery store and it just keeps flashing in and out between him in the boiler room and her in the grocery store because she keeps waking up and up and up again. It was really well done.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
No, I think everything about this film works for me. It didn't make enough money, which really upset me, actually.
Yeah, I would have liked to see another one because I think, you know, it's, you know, just like the, we'll get into the Friday 13th, you know, another time, but the reboot for those, they have a really, really decent reboot that just never went to another sequel, unfortunately.
Ah, but you're getting luck. They are making a new Friday the 13th. They are making
I keep hearing about it, but
Next year it's coming, I hear.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. That'll be good then.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. I mean, England against Haley. I find they're both fine. I could take either of them.
Yeah, and I like the twist they did in this movie where it makes you think that Freddy's innocent for most of the movie.
Well, I think they do. Because, I mean, before... See, Freddy's origin is so just... They just, like, they try to give you something every movie about Freddy. Mm-hmm. This one, they try to give you a real origin story into why he is Freddy.
Yeah.
I mean, he did get burned alive. He was not murdering, he was raping kids. Wasn't he in this one?
No, he was... Yeah, the real Freddy... Yeah, the real Freddy, I believe, was a rapist and murderer. But in this movie, he's kind of just like, it doesn't get into whether he murdered or not. But I thought that Jackie Earle Haley gave us like a better child molester than England did, you know?
Yes, I agree.
You know, it's just this weird, creepy guy.
Well, Jackie Earle Haley's kind of got that creepy kind of style. I mean, if we didn't know who he was, you'd think he was up to something.
Yeah.
Just his look. I feel bad for the guy, but he doesn't look... I don't know, like an actor. He doesn't look. He looks like one of those creepy guys hiding in the shadows, dealing drugs or something in a movie. Always looks like that guy.
No, you're right. I mean,
maybe that must make him a good actor though, because he proves it to me every movie.
Yeah, I mean, he did a good. Like, I think they still gave him a little too many jokes, but it wasn't that funny joking we're used to from Bill.
No, but they were good. They were solid. I liked the writing on this one.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't stupid jokes. Like, you was Wolverine. Oh, I'm going to shred you. Oh.
No, it wasn't like this ridiculous one-liner. It was like, you know.
Well, I thought this one had some nice colors. I like the layers. I do find it made every effort to make this film look perfect.
Yeah, I think it's put together well. I think it's not. It has a creepy atmosphere to it.
That's good. That's what you want, right? I guess for my horror, people ask me what I want from horror. And I want Halloween. I want Nightmare on Elm Street. I want Exorcist. I want to be scared.
Yeah, to be in suspense and to be guessing, like, you know, Psycho, the thing. You know,
I mean, I know they're fake. Don't get me wrong. But when you get sucked into those kind of films, you kind of forget they're fake.
No, I agree.
Okay, do you think that's the last we've seen of Freddy, or do you think we're going to see more?
I can't think that that's the last we've seen of him. He's just too much of an iconic villain. You know, I don't know. Like, you know, if the Expendable series showed us that the action hero's not dead and these reboots of the horror movies keep going on, I don't think we're going to see the last of Michael Myers, Freddy, or Jason anytime soon.
Well, you haven't seen a Michael Myers movie in forever.
Yeah, and he's been gone for a while. But he had the reboots by zombie, so.
And they were awful.
They were pretty bad, yeah.
I saw those a while ago.
Yeah, but at least there's something, you know. But, yeah, I think Myers is gone. But Freddy and Jason, I don't know.
Well, England's on the signing tour now. He gets 50 grand, 50, he gets 50 bucks to sign something.
Oh, does he now?
Puts his big face up there. Hee-hee, look at me, I'm Freddy.
Oh, Robert Englund.
I hope somebody brings him, like, a zombie stripper's photo to sign.
That would be nice.
Like, literally, he's been reduced, like, he was never an A-list actor. He's kind of like a B-list, C-list, maybe D-list.
He was Freddy. I mean, he was a bunch of other small horror movies, but, like, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so if you have to go back and tell somebody besides number one which one to watch, The New Nightmare, I guess? Or would you do Freddy versus Jason? Because I don't think you can jump into that to get somebody
to watch it. If you want a sequel to, you know, you could skip... really, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 and watch Freddy vs. Jason and say this is a decent sequel.
But would you get to know who Freddy is, though? I don't think so. I think you kind of go back to 5 with the origin. And it's
Donald. Yeah, but you're right. I don't think you need to know who Freddy is. I mean, that's what was scary about him is you never really truly found out.
So you think they screwed up by telling us more about Freddy, like how he was born and all this stuff?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary. I really don't think it's you need to know, like... He doesn't need to be raped by, or the child of 100 maniacs to be an awful, evil person, you know?
Yeah, that one must be pretty sore after that.
You would think so.
Like, I don't know. I think she should be dead. But she's a nun, so that's why she lived, I guess.
That's true. She was spared for that reason.
Kind of ridiculous, but okay.
Yeah, no, I'd say Freddy vs. Jason and the new Nightmare, if you had to see.
I just have a weird question for you.
Go ahead.
If Shocker comes back, does Shocker beat Freddy?
Shocker. What a question. I would love to see that.
He has 2 movies, I think, Shocker. Do you have 2?
I thought there was only 1. I could be wrong.
Okay. So Shocker's
there. Maybe you're right. I'm not sure.
Okay. Who wins? Michael Myers, Freddy, Jason?
You know what I'd love to see? Because Freddy is such a enigma of just like stalking people in their dreams. It's creepy, but...
Jason,
you know,
doesn't think he's a zombie.
I would love to see Michael Myers versus Jason.
But they're the same guy.
That's why it would be great. It would just
really it's the same guy. I mean, it would be. I mean, Halloween's just better written stories to go around them.
You're right about that.
But Jason's just a killing machine. I mean, he's got to have the highest body count of any of them.
Dude, it's a joke. I mean, Jason would win. I don't think Michael Myers would stand a chance, to be honest with you.
So you're telling me if I'm in a movie, the Freddy movie, I just die quickly. I presume because Freddy kills pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like I'm instantaneous. Myers, instantaneous. Jason's going to machete me a few times. I'm going to take some serious abuse, I think, from Jason.
No, Jason's, you know, you're going to get the machete. You're going to get, you know, some more head crushing deaths.
Well, I don't know. Because Freddy just sort of doesn't even always claw you. He kind of like blows you up and.
And that's the stuff that's weird. Like, I kind of like it when they just do, and they went back to that in Freddy vs. Jason with him just doing some claw kills.
Well, that's why he has the claws, isn't it? To kill people?
Yeah. Like, you know, those brought you back to that world, and I thought that was done a lot better. But yeah, I think that Michael Myers is a. And Jason are similar. You're right about that.
Jason's got his mom talking to Jason.
That part's good too.
I did like how they did the origin story in Freddy versus Jason. Showed you Jason's origin very quickly.
Oh yeah, you had to.
But I thought it was well done. It was sort of just dropped in there. So if you had no idea who Jason was, we're going to introduce him to you.
Yeah, it's like
2 minutes.
And Freddy, you know, he could. as much of a jerk as he is, he didn't hate Jason for any kind of like bullying or logic or reason. He just hated him because he wouldn't leave his kids alone.
Well, yeah, that's true. He did not leave his kids alone.
So funny.
Okay. Well, I guess that's horror in under an hour for this month.
We wrapped up our front name on Elm Street, and we'll be, what are we covering next?
Well, sir? We have two options. Should we just leave it here and leave a surprise for the viewer? Because I think we've quite decided. We have two ideas, or do you want to throw them out and just leave them on the recording to say what they might be?
Yeah, we'll lay the ideas out.
Okay. Well, we've discussed Psycho 1-4, or Puppet Master 1-10.
Interesting. Yeah, I think the Psycho one might be a good start.
Okay, well.
But we'll see.
We'll leave it here. I'm Simon.
I'm Mark.
And this is Horror in Under an Hour. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you very much.